Colorado is home to 54 mountains standing at least 14,000 feet high. They're known affectionately as 14ers, and they're visited by a 500,000 climbers annually. Some of those climbers make it their business, even their obsession, to hike as many 14ers as possible. T.R. Reid is Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post. He's biked to the studios of Colorado Public Radio in Centennial. T.R., good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Okay, catch your breath while I ask you this first question. Tell us about Colorado's 14ers and the climbers who take them on.
We are incredibly proud of our 14ers. We've got two-thirds of all the 14,000-foot and higher mountains in the whole United States. Of course, we have a 14er on our quarter, Long's Peak. If you've been to our beautiful airport in Denver, it has a whole bunch of white peaks in the roof. They represent our 14ers. This is really what makes Colorado. We love them. And when you do get to the top, you absolutely see the beauty of our country. In fact, America the Beautiful was written on the top of one of our 14ers by Catherine Lee Bates in the 1890s.
T.R., I think you've caught the 14er fever.
I've got it, yeah. I've climbed a whole bunch of them.
How many of the 14ers have you summited? And once you get to the top, why is it so wonderful? Or is it just a game to sort of bag them all?
I think I'm only up to 14 or 15. There's some dispute about the counting. You know, there are several where you can climb three in a day. You go up one, you go down the saddle to the next, and down the saddle to the next. I, of course, count that as three. Would you count that as only one? I don't know. So there's some dispute about this. The reason you do it is the solitude, the wildflowers, the sense of achievement, but mainly that incredible top-of-the-world view that you get up there. It's phenomenal. It's really true. You look west and you see purple mountains everywhere. You look east and you do see amber waves of grain all the way out to Kansas City.
I do gather that some climbers are turned off by this whole notion of what's called peak bagging.
Yes, there's an organization called the Colorado 14ers Initiative, and they're worried about this. For one thing, all the traffic really digs a trail into the mountain, and I hate to say it, I'm sure these are not Coloradans, they're probably tourists or something, but some people leave trash up there.
How difficult are the trails, though? I mean, I do gather it's not just a piece of cake.
That's a good question. To climb a 14er is a strenuous, vigorous hike. When you get above 2 miles high, you feel it both in your legs and your lungs, and it gets hard above 12 or 13,000 feet.
We said earlier that climbers get obsessed with how many of the 14ers they can climb. Are you fighting the crowds up there?
You're losing the solitude. That's absolutely true. There are traffic jams on some of our 14ers, particularly on weekends. It's a real pain. Fortunately, there's a solution to this problem. My fellow Colorado climbers will be angry for giving away the secret on national radio, but you go 2 miles down the road from the 14er and you climb a 13,980-foot peak. It's exactly the same experience, the same wildflowers, and there's nobody on it because it's not a 14er. I was talking to the Forest Service superintendent. She said, hey, we got a couple out here that are 13,994. Just climb them and jump the other 6 feet.
T.R. Reid, when he's not climbing, is a regular here on Morning Edition and Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post. Good to talk to you, T.R.
It was great, Renee. Thanks.